When faced with devastating breakups or the death of loved ones, some people emerge with renewed purpose while others remain trapped in grief for decades. The revolutionary perspective offered in You Can Heal Your Heart is simple yet profound. While grief is inevitable, suffering is optional. Rather than viewing grief as something to get over, we're invited to experience it fully while changing the thoughts that create unnecessary suffering. This approach has transformed countless lives by challenging our fundamental beliefs about loss. The possibility of healing without forgetting becomes not just a comforting idea, but a practical path forward through life's most painful moments. Different thoughts create entirely different experiences of grief. Negative affirmations like, "I will never love again," or "nothing will ever be the same," become self-fulfilling prophecies that trap us in cycles of prolonged suffering. This doesn't mean avoiding feelings, quite the opposite. We must feel grief fully to heal, but we needn't get stuck in it. Understanding your specific type of loss helps find your path forward. Complicated losses surprise us with their timing or circumstances, often leaving unfinished business. Loss in limbo keeps us suspended in uncertainty, like on-again, off-again relationships, or waiting for news about a missing loved one. Disenfranchised grief occurs when society doesn't recognize our right to mourn, whether for same-sex partnerships, miscarriages, or beloved pets. How we think during relationships determines how we'll grieve after they end. Rather than seeking the right person, focusing on becoming more worthy of love transforms relationships from validation sources to growth catalysts. Relationships often pair people with complementary issues. The aloof and needy dynamic illustrates this. Someone with abandonment issues connects with someone with control issues. When triggered, both retreat to past wounds. The aloof person withdraws, activating the needy person's abandonment fears. This cycle continues until both address their core wounds. Self-love becomes essential during breakups because emptiness stems not just from missing someone, but from lack of self-love. When your internal love reservoir is empty and someone fills it temporarily, you experience both love and desperate neediness. With self-care, others simply add to your reservoir rather than define it. Imagine your world as a tennis court where you only control your side, your thoughts, actions, and intentions. After breakups, we often obsess about the other person, effectively abandoning ourselves. By bringing your thoughts back to your side of the court, you take responsibility for your healing. A marriage can be successful regardless of duration if it fulfilled its purpose. Divorce often occurs when people finally accept they cannot change each other, perhaps the most important realization possible. Unlike death's finality, divorce's possibility of reconciliation can hinder true acceptance and healing. Betrayal creates grief that challenges our self-worth. When facing infidelity, the betrayed question, "Am I worth loving?" If love existed at any point, that truth remains valid, even if the relationship wasn't meant to last. True healing comes from recognizing that the only real betrayal is forgetting your authentic self-worth. Healing from divorce isn't about eliminating pain, but seeing future happiness by removing unhelpful barriers. The key is forgiveness of your spouse, any third parties, and yourself. Taking responsibility rather than remaining a victim is essential. You can view divorce as either tragedy or growth. Your perspective determines your future. Understanding death as a natural part of life allows us to live and die meaningfully rather than viewing it as an enemy. Though loved ones physically depart, they continue spiritually, and your grief reflects your unique bond. Every tear validates your care, though it's important not to become imprisoned by pain. Special occasions often highlight the absence of deceased loved ones. How we frame these occasions determines whether they become celebrations of memory or days of sorrow. Some find healing by visiting graves until grief transforms into loving remembrance. Others recognize the need to adjust holidays, perhaps pausing traditions that feel empty before creating new ones that honor authentic feelings. When tragedy strikes, we often search for someone to blame, but this helps no one. our inability to prevent their death proves it wasn't within our control. Death by suicide requires special healing approaches. When struggling with guilt over missed warning signs, practice affirmations like, "I give all my guilt to my higher power." People who die by suicide do so because of mental compromise and unbearable pain, not because of anything we did or didn't do. We honor them by living meaningfully despite how their life ended. Pet grief can be as devastating as losing a human family member, yet society often dismisses it with comments like, "It was just an animal." This creates disenfranchised grief, mourning that lacks social recognition, despite pets providing some of the most unconditional love we experience. Pet loss carries a unique burden, since owners make lifelong decisions for their animals, easily transforming grief into guilt. Questions about missed warning signs or treatment choices can torment grieving owners. Healing requires self-forgiveness, gradually transforming grief into gratitude for the companionship shared. Some find comfort in memorial projects honoring their pet's essential teachings, living in the present, approaching life with enthusiasm, expressing needs clearly, giving unconditional love, and releasing judgment. These tributes facilitate healing while helping others find meaning in their grief. Beyond obvious losses like breakups and death lie significant but often unacknowledged losses, miscarriages, job losses, and unrealized dreams of ideal careers, partners, or bodies. These hard-to-see losses create suffering until we recognize them and apply the healing power of grief. Job loss represents profound grief in our achievement-oriented society. Separating personal worth from professional role becomes essential, as does countering negative thoughts with healing affirmations like, "My talents are in demand," and "Everything is unfolding for my highest good." We must also grieve the lives we expected to have, whether mourning health lost to illness, partners who never appeared, or careers that didn't materialize. Like watching a movie with unexpected twists, we need to accept our life's actual path rather than fighting against it. Life naturally moves toward healing. Undeveloped aspects of ourselves appear as judgments and challenges, yearning for acknowledgement. Healing requires only our openness, as life brings necessary lessons we often misinterpret as punishment rather than growth opportunities. Beyond the five stages of grief may exist a sixth, finding meaning. Even amid overwhelming darkness, life can offer unexpected gifts. Accepting loss can lead to discovering deeper purpose that honors those we've lost. While grief is inevitable, a matter of the heart requiring time, suffering remains optional. A broken heart is an open heart. We can continue loving those we've lost in their absence, moving from grief to peace. Endings become beginnings, and difficult times remind us that relationships and life itself are gifts. Our hearts heal not by forgetting what we've lost, but by transforming our relationship with loss. I love life, and life loves me. I have lived and loved. I am healed.